This program was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. Find out more at cbf.org.au.
But what is Moorish man? Not man, Moorish man. We're Moorish Marmon.
Yep.
We're Moorish men, but this is about magazine on RTR.
Hi, good morning. This is Moorish Mag 92.1. Jim and Nick. How you going, Nick?
Okay, Jim. Good morning, listeners. Hey. Hope we're all well up there.
Good to be back, or good to be black if you're black.
Well, that's it, eh? 7 days go very quickly.
It does. Yeah, 30 days to the big referendum vote. Get out there and make your vote known. Hopefully you're a yes voter and supporting the referendum like RTRFM and Moorish Mag. And we're going to be focusing on people who are dedicated to seeing the right thing and improving the lives of First Nations people across the country. And hopefully convince you too, if you're sitting on the fence or undecided, that you will vote yes too, to give us a voice and improve the lives of the oldest living culture on this planet, Nick.
Yes, Jim, and there's a lot of negative views and that out there that we constantly see, and it just amazes that in this modern day world that fear-mongering stuff can happen. And a lot of people take to that fear-mongering.
Nick, I had the pleasure of listening to Professor Marcia Langdon last week. Saw her in person, and a very dynamic person to listen to talk to, and described on radio this morning on that other radio station, ABC. And they were saying how she's probably the most highest profile Aboriginal person in the country, as in academia, professionalism, and I guess ability, because she has, and she really impressed me last week. I mean, I've been impressed with her for a long time, but for her to come out and speak truthfully about what is involved. I must admit, though, she didn't understand the level of stolen generation mob in WA, so that was quite astounding that she didn't know that. But what has really disappointed me is, and I've seen the scripts, I've seen the transcripts of what she's had to say, and she's been labelled as saying that if you're going to vote no, you're racist. Well, that's not what she's saying.
And that's what I was just talking about, Jim, is how things can be manipulated to the negative.
Yeah. What she's saying is that the negativity is encouraging racism.
Oh, okay, encouraging racism, yes. As opposed to saying, if you're voting no, you're a racist.
And I know there are people that are saying, well, if you vote no, you're a racist. Well, you know, you shouldn't be saying that, because sadly people don't know what they don't know.
That's it.
And if they were to, take their own responsibility to look up and read as to what the issues are, and why we want a voice enshrined in the Constitution, I'm sure they'll understand a bit better and not be, led by, if you don't know, vote no. I mean, the stupidity of people that are saying that. And as I say, and I've said just in the last 24 hours, and I'm getting quite distressed, that it's a Trump-type campaign where, what did Trump encourage?
What is it?
Bigotry.
Fake news?
Oh, fake news and everything that he stands for. It's sadly but depressingly leaking into our world.
Well, I guess that's politics, Jim, and you would think that, we've voted people in with the highest intelligence. But sometimes when I watch Question Time, I question their intelligence and their humanity and their respect for one another.
Yep. And, we had some listeners last week that wanted to hear more of the no vote. Well, you can do that yourselves. Don't rely on this radio station to portray any negativity and what is perceived sometimes as racism, because RTRFM is not about racism. RTRFM is not about homophobia. RTRFM is not about these dreadful, incriminating issues that so many of our society deals with. Our radio station, whether it be Moorish Mag or any other radio show on this station, is all about positivity, and that's what we want to promote.
Positivity and equality.
And I think that says it loud and clear. So don't text me if you're going to be negative and want to hear more about the no vote. If you want to text me and say positive things, it's 0405 921 921, 0405 921 921, because I have the authority of this radio station to say what I'm saying and to project positivity, because RTRFM management is in support of the referendum. We're going to go to a song. Hey, we're talking to Kylie Bracknell, knee farmer, probably related to me.
Probably is, Jim, by the way, you're smiling there.
And one of our elders, Patrick Egan, is also going to join the show today, talking about the Yes vote and talking about Noel Pearson, who appears in a journal that I had a paper in just recently, which was published.
Okay.
I'll talk more about that. You didn't know I was a writer.
Well, there, you're wicked, eh? A lot of things I don't know about you.
Well, I can't even read, but I write. Let's go to song. Here's Big Black Train from Archie Roach. Ah, Big Black Train, that's what it's going to be like on the 14th of October, a Big Black Train, because all of Australia is going to vote yes for the referendum, for us having a voice in the Constitution enshrined, and for giving us a fair go, a better go, which is what the voice is all about. It's about improving the lives of First Nations people, the oldest living culture on this planet, and for people to have a good hard look at themselves and to wonder why there's so many gaps in services around age, life expectancy, social emotional well-being, health, numeracy, literacy, do I need to go on, incarceration, removal of children, there's so many gaps. If you knew that, if you knew where Aboriginal Australia featured in the Human Development Index, 104th when Australia is fourth, as in the white population, the black population is 104. Think about that for a moment and think about the inequalities that exist in this country around First Nations people. This is why we want the Big Black Train to come along and change the environment of Aboriginal people in this country. What do you reckon, Nick?
Well, if it changes that environment in our community, it also has a flow-on effect in a broader community, Jim, because our people have been living in poverty for a long, long time, and a lot of Australians don't realise some of the built-in policies that kept our mob in poverty.
In check.
In oppression.
In check.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it, too, as cost-saving measures. And think about as how programs can be more effective, because it'll be Aboriginal-led, not government-led.
True. And there's been a lot of negativity around there from people about how much money is spent on the Aboriginal industry. Mm. And some of them are equating it to the, similar to the, the Medicare, which is really, really misconstrued in that process. But that's where some of the people will go to spread misinformation.
Oh, too right. Too right. And it's, you know, we're a commodity, you know. It's an industry out there. If things improve for First Nation people, I wonder how many non-Aboriginal people would be out of work. Oh, now that's being cynical.
Well, yes, Jim. And it's amazing that, you know, we still... Even yesterday I got the comment, or someone had asked me a question about, is it true that you Aboriginal people get everything for nothing?
Mm-hmm.
I was asked that yesterday. And that's the perception that a lot of new Australians have.
Mm. You know, as I said earlier, it brings out the best in people, and that's what this negativity does. I was talking to Ernie Dingo last week, and Ernie's been on our show a number of times. Ernie is, a jewel, if you like, in First Nation Australia. The way he portrays himself and what he does for Aboriginal people, First Nation people in this country, and what he does for other people that exist and listening to what he does on radio, TV, etc. And he was telling me how he was in a shop in Kelmscott, had his headphones on, listening to music, and when he took his headphones off, there was a woman swearing at him, telling him he's black, this and that. I mean, what is the world coming to when someone like Ernie Dingo is racially vilified when simply going about his business and wanting to buy lunch in a shop in Kelmscott? I won't name the shop, but you have to really wonder what is going on in our world and why this racism is raising its head now. Or maybe racism has always been there. I don't know. What do you think, listeners? 0405 921 921. Hey, we interviewed Kylie Bracknell earlier, Nick, and talking about the festival coming up on in October down there on the Esplanade. No, on the Esplanade. And, let's go to that interview.
You're listening to Mudditch Mag, an original RTR-FM show, replayed on Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM Albany.
So welcome to Mudditch Mag. Kylie Bracknell is my guest today, talking about a new event that's happening in October. Kylie, used to be farmer. Who's your mob? Where are you from?
I was born in Perth and raised in a little town in the Wheatbelt area called Pingerley, between Brookton and Narrogin. So my maternal line or family is from that way and here, Collard Bennell line. And then Pop side is from down Tambal up Katanning Way on the farmer line, farmer coins. Davis's, all that mob down south.
Don't speak too loud because you're related to me. in the coin line, eh?
You know that.
Kylie, welcome to the show. It's I recently become aware that you're involved in arts again, and you know, what I've seen of you over the years has been just so amazing. So tell us a bit about yourself before we talk about the events coming up. That's this immersive Noongar celebration. Tell us about what you've been up to.
Oh, thank you. It means a lot to have your adoration for my career in the arts. It's been, 25 years now. So I think that it's only natural to continue to challenge and push yourself. I guess I came into the industry as a performance artist. I started out at Yuriyakin in 1997. And one of the fundamental pillars of my training was puppetry, but also singing and dancing. And so 25 years later, it's wonderful to be able to celebrate, I guess, a lot of that learning, not just through the theatre company and the arts, but also on a community level through grandparents and family, to now celebrate all of the learning and the growth that I've had alongside a great bunch of people to present what we're calling a song circle as a part of a brand new festival in Perth, which is put on by Perth Festival with the massive support of the state and Tourism Western Australia.
Good. Yeah. Now, before you go any further, I'm going to just do a little blurb that I'm reading now and talk a little bit about your previous history, but bring you up to date with what we know about you and perhaps talk about some of the event itself.
Good luck.
So bring the whole family to this free immersive Noongar celebration. This is what I'm reading now. Over 5 nights in Supreme Court Garden, Song Circle surrounds you with music, dance and light. Experience this stunning performance from all sides as singers and instrumentalists perform songs in Noongar language reflecting on animals and environments from Perth through the Great Southern to Esperance as dancers respond to the music on a ring of sand surrounding the stage. Wow, that's an amazing sort of introduction, isn't it? Song Circle is a newly imagined Noongar-led futurescape. Futurescape brought to you by Boomerang and Spear, the extraordinary team behind Perth Festival 2022's Noongar Wonderland, theatrically brought to life by lauded director Kylie Bracknell, director of Hecate, Fist of Fury, Noongar Dar, DAA, and co-director of Noongar Wonderland. Songs emerge from the restoring on-country performances research of Professor Chris Bracknell. That must be your man, your husband, eh?
It is, yeah, Clint is, yep.
Too good. Might play some of his music tonight. Performances of Song Circle feature Matakic. Ah, oh, give me a slap. Percussionist, no, who's that name?
Arunachala.
Wow, and Taylor Valenti, I can say that. And a variable cast of singers and dancers, including yourself, Kylie Bracknell, who's my guest today on RTRFM Moodish Mag, Reuben Yorkshire, Ebony Maguire, Bobby Henry, Jack Collard, Janine Oxenham, Rachel Collard, Delaray Morrison, hey, I know that name, Charlie Caruso, Simon Stewart, and Shakita Nanup. Wow, what an array of stars, or names at least, Kylie. This is going to be really something. So tell us more. How did it come about?
Well, I spoke to Perth Festival about the need for us as Noongar creative beings, and creative beings who have been on Noongar country for a long time, to come together and pay homage to ancient practices of singing and dancing, in a way that it will be celebrated and felt today, and to honour Noongar song traditions, and to honour the response or the dancing or the movement to the stories inside those songs. So fortunately for us, we have Matakic, a.k.a. Clint Bracknell, here on Noongar country, who's an amazing ethnomusicologist. And I know that may very well sound biased because I'm his wife, but I was not his wife for most of his life, and he's done amazing research and performances for over 20 years now. So to have him here is an incredible asset, and to be able to celebrate the songs that he workshopped with Trevor Ryan and Reuben Yorkshire under the guidance of senior members of the community, Roma Winmar and even Uncle Barry Maguire, for Noongar Wonderland at the beginning of this year, it's really a flow-on effect from that. So Song Circle, I had this vision about having Our performances come back out of the proscenium setting, so to speak, where things are done in the round, to bring them out into a circle where the musicians and singers are actually inside a large dancing circle, which I don't think has been done before. And so what we wanted to do is honour how a circle, you know, has no beginning and end, and a lot of our culture pays homage to that flow of energy and life in circular form or spiral form. And I've got to tell you, Uncle Jim, the rehearsals have been incredible. Having everyone in the space to pick up the percussion, to learn Noongar language via songs, and to feel that rhythm in the body, it's very much about a frequency of divine connection and meditating. And we talk a lot about mental health in our communities. Well, singing, dancing, it, especially singing, helps to remove any mental fog, and it brings more clarity through our processes. So, right. And especially our breath. Our breathing has immense restorative power.
Right.
It can reduce stress. It can even put us into a meditative state. And singing actually decreases like cortisol levels, stress hormone, which allows us to provide more antibodies that boost our immune system, and also their emotional benefits. So our ancestors were onto something pretty special by having ceremonies as regularly as they did, and this is very much about putting that practice back into our everyday.
Wow. I've got Kylie Bracknell on the line talking about her background in Boomerang and Spear, which is your company, I guess, with Clint, yes?
And yeah, it's a partnership. So partnership. Kylie means Boomerang, and Clint at a stretch is Kid. So
too good. You don't have to tell me about singing I Love My Karaoke, or do, should I say Noongaroke, and get every chance I get. That's healing, and it is singing and letting it all out, let it rip, is just so good for me when I'm feeling down, you know. So, okay, so this event is over a number of days, Kylie. Just explain to our listeners here on Mudditch Mag.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all the listeners out there, how you doing, Kaya? Song Circle is taking place on the second week of this coming school holiday period. So we will be down at Supreme Court Gardens from the 4th of October to the 8th of October. So that's the Wednesday to the Sunday. Mm. And we anticipate great weather, fantastic energy, a really clear, fantastic space for us to share our amazing united frequency with you guys. And would love to have you sitting there with us on Noongar Buja to feel, hear and experience these songs and the movement to the story of these songs together.
Right.
And it begins at 5 p.m. each day, and it will conclude at 10 p.m. each day. So hopefully we get about 6 ceremonies into that pocket each day for everyone to experience and be a part of.
Wow. Kylie, I'm going to go to one of Clint's songs now. We'll have a song break and come back and talk some more. What do you reckon is the best song to play for this particular episode of Mudditch Mag?
Ooh.
Putting you on the spot now, girl.
Hard for me to choose.
Never mind, we'll find something. Kylie, let's go to a song and come back and talk some more about the production. And it sounds just so exciting. I'm looking forward to it. It's, over several days. So let's go to a song and come back and talk some more. Thank you. Welcome back. Kylie Bracknell is on Mudditch Mag, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. It's great to have you on the show, Kylie, talking about this exciting song circles. Is that what we're calling it? And the production. So tell us exactly what's going to happen over a three, four-day period.
Well, what's going to happen is we're going to come together down on the river line and prepare for what we're treating as a ceremonial practice. For the 5 days that we share it publicly with everyone, we'll come down, we'll get prepare the space, have our pre-audience smoking ceremony and gathering together. We'll get our wardrobe sorted. We'll get our paint game strong.
Right.
And we'll go through the motions of preparing to share Song Circle in the wonderful way that we're currently putting it together in our space, in our rehearsal space on country. It will be a circular stage with a large ring of sand around that, where we can dance and create this 3D effect of performance again and have all the sound waves reach everyone from every angle. We just can't wait. We're so excited to be able to have an audience for this, to share and see a lot of the power that comes from practicing singing and dancing together and honouring Buja.
Right, circle of sand. Will that be connected to fire as well?
There is an event not far from where we will be situated, right, okay. Up in Government House Gardens by Carabos, which is another section of Evernow. So this event is an inaugural event here in Perth.
Right,
anyway.
Okay.
It's the very first time this event will be put on, and hopefully it will last for many years to come. It's called Evernow. Carabos is one component of that. They'll be in Government House Gardens. And as you trickle down the pathway out of Government House Gardens down to Supreme Court Gardens, you will reach our event, Song Circle. In between these two, Michela Hutchins is going to be sharing some of the fire practices of Noongar traditions, tool making, the story of fire and how it came to be and shared with Noongar down here on Noongar Buja. And Song Circle, then there's another pathway from us up to Karagarup or Karakumba,
yep.
King's Park, where Borna Wanging will be celebrated once more as well. And in Song Circle, we also have, because it's during twilight time each of those evenings, we have Mark Howlett, who, again, is another asset to Noongar Buja and to WA, to the state. He's worked in Europe. He's worked all over this country, lighting many, many shows. And Mark, who is a part of Borna Wanging and also lit Noongar Wonderland, is going to light Song Circle. So it's wonderful to have him involved as well.
Right, there's just too much to talk about here. So let's just stick to Song Circle, and that period will be, what time is that? 5 to 10pm from Wednesday the 4th of October to Sunday the 8th of October. Performances are free every half hour starting at 5:30pm. Wow, this is amazing. We might have to bring you back on radio before then just to talk some more. I mean, the whole world is going crazy at the moment, Kylie, so it's good to have some rationale people coming on the show and telling us in so much harmony that Noongar people will be experiencing during your show. So it's great to have you on the show. Looking forward to seeing it, and might even bring you back to do a quick hello to remind people of the show. But this interview can be used elsewhere, so thank you for your time today. And obviously we're going to be promoting the Yes Vote as well during our time on radio. Kylie, again, thank you for being on the show. Much appreciate your time today, and good luck with the Song Circles. Thank you.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you down there.
Okay, Kylie, thanks for your time. Lots of love. Cheerio now.
Okay, Buddha.
Bye. Kylie Farmer, Kylie Bricknell. I keep calling her Farmer because that's my mob. Kylie Bricknell, and we played Clint Bricknell?
Bricknell.
Mm-hmm. A little earlier, Noongar Wonderland, Martik. And we should play some more of his. Can we queue up another song of Noongar Wonderland before the show's done? So just to give you more information, Perth Festival 2023 is the website you need to go to check out what Kylie's been talking about. And Kylie has a long history in the arts and has done well, both visually on TV and in theatre. Was instrumental in taking Shakespearean sonnets to the Globe Theatre in London, translating them to Noongar. So, look, it's good to hear your feedback on the Yes referendum and I guess supporting some of the things we're saying about racism and how people are being profiled in our community, which is really a sad reality. More than half of our population are from overseas.
Well, it's not only us, Jim. It's also some other Australians and stuff there that are getting racially profiled and stuff and put into the negative from perceptions.
Look, we're going to talk to Patrick Egan shortly. Patrick's promoting a Yes campaign event next week, and we're going to bring him onto the show shortly, but we'll go to a song first. We played it last week for the first time, and last week, as you know, we have been privileged to be able to use John Farnham's voice. You're the voice, and he's allowed that to be part of the program, part of the campaign, which is a great Australian, and it's wonderful to see too that one of our own is singing this song too. Here it is. Yakai, yes, the voice, Mitch Tambo, doing his version of Johnny Farnham's song, who allowed us to use the song for the campaign, Yes campaign. So good on you, Mitch. And it was recorded live on stage too with...
Well, he does a very good version of it, doesn't he, Jim?
Yeah.
In language as well.
I think he did it live with Paul Kelly and... the late Olivia Newton-John.
You're possibly right there, Jim, yeah.
Wow. So, yes, if you're not convinced now, there's a song that'll... and once you hear it translated in English too, I think you might even be given a little bit more perspective and optimism about where we're going with a better voice for First Nation people in this country. So, hey, welcome to the show, Patrick Egan. Good morning, Patrick.
Kaya Guavajita.
Wow, Patrick Egan. Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, Patrick, thank you for ringing me at 7 o'clock this morning and telling me about this event. And I recognise your voice straight away. You're too deadly, brother. Maybe because I've known you for so long.
So long.
It might be about 50 years, eh? You've got out of nappies. Patrick, welcome to Munich Mag. You know, this is 92.1, and go also to Noongar Radio tomorrow at 10 o'clock and Great Southern FM 12 o'clock tomorrow in Albany. So your voice is going to be heard around the Great Southern and the best part of Noongar country for the next 24 hours. So welcome to the show, Patrick. Why are you talking to me, Patrick?
Just before...
Hang on,
Patrick. Just before you go into that, just let our listeners know, Patrick Egan, who's your mob and where you're from?
On my father's side, we're from the Ewart mob up around Mora. My dad was born in Yunosia Mission itself. I come from the Indich and the Egan family on my dad's side. On my mother's side, I come from the Yarrams and Garlet. My mother was Rose Yarram. She was born in a place called Yoring. About 15 kilometres outside or 20 kilometres outside of Quiriting. So she's a Balladong Yorga. And I've lived in Wadjuk country for the good part of 45 years, yes.
Well, thank you, Patrick. Welcome to Munich Mag on the airwaves here. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's my bro, Nick, my co-host of Munich Mag. We've won multi-award winning, by the way, but that's another story now. You're officially inviting people to an Elders Yarning Circle to discuss the voice to Parliament with Noel Pearson. So how did that come about, and who's we? Is that your mob at Wanganeen, is it?
Wanganeen, through the Yes campaign, brought... The session itself is about our Noongar elders having a discussion, having a yarn with Noel Pearson and talking about the things that they think is important and what they need to hear. What does the referendum mean? How does it impact on our Noongar elders and our Noongar people? So it's only open to the elders itself. Unfortunately, it's not open to everybody.
Fair enough, too. And we're not going to give away the venue, but you're keen to talk to people. I mean, Noel Pearson in the last couple of years, has been an amazing voice for our people. Originally, I thought, no, he can't speak for me, but he can now, for the sake of positive, futures for First Nations people. So I think he's been a great ambassador. So congratulations to Wanganeen for inviting him over. So it's for elders only and no others, and it's invitation only. And if people want to attend, they can ring this number, eh? That's been given out on the flyer.
I've already given the information to our elders, or most of the elders that I know.
Good.
They've all indicated that they'll be coming. It's not open to everybody, unfortunately. But I'm sure our elders will benefit from it, and they're the best people to spread the message around a bit more, eh?
Sure.
Because they have large families themselves and children and grandchildren and everything, so that'd be a good thing as well.
Okay, so this event, A Voice to Parliament with Noel Pearson, is happening next Wednesday, the 20th of September, at a venue that I can't tell you, but if you ring Emily... can I get the number out, Patrick?
Okay, then.
0402-679-731. If you're an elder in our community, the Noongar community, that is, you're encouraged to have a listen to Noel Pearson, a very influential person. To talk to Emily, 0402-679-731. Anything more you want to tell us, Patrick? I mean, you could talk forever, but I want you to announce the next song as well before you go.
Look, Jim, when you talk of The Voice, I always looked up to people like yourself and Rob Riley. And when I first started working with Austells, the Aboriginal Austells, and we were all in that same building, Brian White and other people. I always thought Riley was was one of the better speakers, one of the leaders. I always looked up to him, eh? Mm. And his voice was always heard.
Mm.
It's unfortunate that he's not here today for us to talk about the voice, eh? But he would have been really powerful for us as Noongar people, yeah.
Well, you and me stand on the shoulders of giants, brother. That's the way, you know, we see things, I reckon. And so what was that song you wanted, eh? Can you tell me what it is?
Yeah, Charcoal Lane by Archie Roach, because I'd met him back in 1985, actually, when I got transferred to Melbourne there.
Right.
And our office was just around the corner from there, eh?
Excellent. Patrick, really appreciate you being on the show. You know, you're a respected elder in our community, and I remember you doing the Welcome to Country at NAIDOC down at Wellington Square earlier this year, so appreciate your time, and it's always good to hear your voice. Next time we do that, we're going to have a coffee or a meal, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Okay, thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
See you.
Here's Archie Roach. Charcoal Lane, Archie Roach, one of our most respected gentlemen of song. I'd say that in the same sort of genre capacity as the late Jimmy Little, and performed down the road at Astor Theatre for the 20th anniversary of the Bringing Them Home report being handed down. It's 25 years now that the Bringing Them Home report was tabled, the National Review into Removal of Children from Country, Culture and Community. So Archie's been a real guru, if you like, of the messages around stolen, because he was stolen himself, lived on the streets for a while, met his lovely wife Ruby on the streets. They both have passed now. Charcoal Lane was one of his first albums, and we don't play enough of Archie, I'm afraid, but there you go. Archie Roach, Charcoal Lane, talking about his life living on the streets in Fitzroy, Melbourne.
Well, he's a brilliant storyteller there, Jim, and the way he presents it through his music is just so heartwarming, even though it's a lot of it's traumatic and stuff, but it's also about hope for the future.
It is.
And
it was good to have Patrick Egan on the show. Wanjining employee. Wanjining is the largest ACCO, the Aboriginal Community Control Organisation, in the state, working on a whole range of things, including supporting male prisoners, black and white, coming out of incarceration and reintegrating into society. So doing a great job down there. I've got to say that because my son runs it, Daniel. Oh, you've got to do the right thing, eh? If is this nepotism or... No, anyway, Patrick Egan's there. Doing the right thing by a community, bringing Noel Pearson over. So if you're interested in hearing from Noel Pearson, you've got to be a Noongar elder. That's not the case necessarily with our listeners out there. But if you know Noongar people, 0402 679 731. That's 0402 679 731. Talk to Emily there, that's promoting the event. We're not giving out the details because it is only for our elders, so try and get a handle on what the Yes campaign's all about. I mean, you've heard from me, you've heard from Nick, you've heard from the station.
Yes, Jim, and when I'm out in the community there are a lot of my elders and community and family and even people in general just ask my opinion of the voice, and I give them the honest opinion of what my family have experienced throughout their lives and stuff there, and intergenerational trauma that's still impacting our people and stuff there, but we're still living in hope, and we're still waiting for that light to come on to be able to fix things and make things a bit better.
Mm.
So, you know, and with the mob going to listen to Noel, yeah, you can give them a better perspective of how they can advise
Certainly.
Their families.
Yes, and that's what you've got to do. If you don't know, find out. If you don't know, don't vote no. If you don't know, go and find out. So there's an opportunity for our elders and also our listeners to Moodish Mag. If you don't know, don't vote no. If you don't know, find out.
Find out.
Let's listen to Clint Bracknell again from his Noongar Wonderland album, Martik. Before we come back to you and finish the show shortly, this is Moodish Mag on 92.1. Yeah, you heard Martik and Clint Bracknell's Noongar Wonderland. We're going to say goodbye now.
Goodbye, Jim. Goodbye, listeners. Hopefully you have a great week.
And bring in Mitch Sambo with his song, The Voice. Thank you for tuning in. We'll tune in again next week to Moodish Mag.